You listen to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now they have the 2017 sports car blowout, Camaros and Corvettes. Only seven remaining. Price reductions to $20,000. No reasonable offer refused. Check it out right now, Lakewood Chev. Willie, I know you got to get to the bus, so let's fire things right up. This morning, I saw Arvidsson skating on the fourth line. He leads their team in goals. He played on the first line last game. Do you think he'll actually start there, or is this just one of those Laviolette experiments he does in the morning and then goes back to his regular lines at night?
Usually, I would say that when he shows the lines, and they don't always have a morning skate that is required. A lot of times they're going, like a lot of teams, to the optional morning skate. But usually when he shows the lines in the morning, that's the way he'll start. So I would be surprised if he changed it, but I would not be surprised if it's not working that he wouldn't maybe switch it and just flip-flop Victor Arvidsson and Ryan Hartman during the game at some point if they need a spark. But I do think he would like to acclimate Ryan Hartman into some different lineups. Different combinations of players. He really likes what he saw. He played a tremendous first game for the Predators the other night in Winnipeg.
What does Hartman bring to the lineup that they didn't think they had earlier?
You know, I think it's just another guy that can help you at even strength. I think that's probably the biggest thing, is that he can score at even strength, and he's a guy that I don't think is going to end up on the first line. But I think in that third line, maybe the fourth line, he's a guy that could get you a goal. They really like how he sticks his nose in there. He plays with an edge. He can skate. He doesn't slow you down at all. He has a good net foot presence. And I'll be honest, I was really impressed with – it's only one game, and I know the adrenaline was probably pumping for him. But one thing Peter Laviolette said to us is he did a tremendous job understanding the identity of the Predators and the system of the Predators basically 24 hours after he was acquired. So they had nothing but great things to say about him, and obviously they gave up a lot to get him, so they were eyeing him for a good while.
Well, Adonic joins us, and you know, I can understand moving Hartman up, but then you've got Arvidsson, your leading goal scorer, who's suddenly skating on the fourth line. Has he been, you know, maybe not playing as well as he has lately? Or because that would seem like, you know, a pretty big demotion, and I understand wanting to try to fit Hartman in, but I don't know if you want to necessarily annoy your top scorer.
Yeah, he has not been slumping at all. Victor Arvidsson has been getting about a point per game the last five or six games. He's had some huge goals, so that's not it in any sense. But I do think one thing Peter Laviolette is trying to do, he's trying to get across to the group that they have a very deep group of people. Mike Fisher is going to join the team. Well, he's already with the team, but he's going to be in the lineup, not tonight, but probably in the next game or two, maybe even tomorrow night against Vancouver. And some guys who are good players are going to have to come out. And so they're going to try some different combinations. He's tried to get across to the team that the lines are going to change some. And so I think he's trying to do that while still winning. And that's a tough challenge. But I think Victor Arvidsson and really everybody down the room has been a good team guy so far, and I think that'll be critical in the last quarter of the season here.
It looks like P.K. Subban is off to, or what will be his best statistical season points-wise that he's had in the NHL. But, you know, I want to talk about the other side of the game. I watch him play the defensive side, you know, keeping people away from that, making right plays with the puck. Has that been a maturation process the last couple of years you've seen in Nashville?
You know, it's funny. I had not really watched P.K. play a lot before he became a Predator because he was in the Eastern Conference. And remember, during the lockout, the West didn't play the East at all. So we were only seeing PK a couple of times a year. And so, you know, I knew about the fantastic talent and the persona and everything like that. But one thing that I know impressed Peter Laviolette as the season wore on last year was just how good of a defender he was. And he just glows about him and Matthias Ekholm, especially the way they did the job in the playoffs last year. So since Ryan Ellis came back, they've pretty much gone back to that top four, the way they were paired in the playoffs last year. Ryan Ellis, Roman Josi, Matthias Ekholm, and P.K. Subban. And it has really made a difference in how well this team defends now. They've done a much better job in the last 15, 20 games since Ryan Ellis has come back. And certainly P.K. Subban, they feel very comfortable playing against the other team's top players. And I think that's why his offensive numbers are that much more impressive when you consider he takes – the majority of his starts in the defensive zone against top players. So that makes it a little harder, obviously, to drive offense.
Willie Donick joined us, the Predators play-by-play guy from 102.5 The Game. Oilers taking on Nashville Predators tonight. Mattias Ekholm, you know, you see the evolution of this guy. And, I feel like he's a massive part of this top 4D, even though he may be, on most people's depth charts, number four.
No doubt about it. I think only because of the playoff run last year are people starting to understand his value. I still think it's easy to overlook him because of the headlines that P.K. Subban and Roman Josi will get, and even Ryan Ellis as well. But Mattias Ekholm, even though he's had to sort of take a back seat on things like the power play, he's still got 9 goals. He's still got good offensive numbers. But he is a guy that they feel is as valuable as just about anybody on the team.
Willie Donick joins us. You look at this Predator team, and of course went all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. When you see them every day, and hey, when you lose in the Cup Final, I'm not even sure you can say, well, there's one specific thing they needed to do different, because you know they're not going to face Pittsburgh until they're in the Stanley Cup Final again. But how has this team maybe matured? Is there elements of their game that they're just better at now? Because they've almost got as many points now as they had all of last season.
I think the biggest thing that's different this year is they have added the depth on the forward units. We mentioned Ryan Hartman coming in. They're going to bring back Mike Fisher, which is going to add more depth. There's maturity with guys that got great playoff experience last year. Colton Sisson and Austin Watson are playing down on that fourth line. But they're confident that they can chip in a goal here and there. They do have a little bit of offensive talent. Callie Yarncroke, I think, has taken another step forward. And then, of course, you have an emergence of Kevin Fiala, who has become, I think, a legit top 6 forward. And then they put a center with him and Kyle Turris that is a proven scorer over the long haul. So I think that's the biggest difference, is that on any particular night, they're not relying on one line or one or two players to get them offense up front. They've had the defensive firepower that's always added to the offense, but now I think they've got forwards who can drive offense as well up and down the lineup.
Looking at the tandem and net, a pretty good duo. Are they just about as comfortable with both UC Soros as well as Pekkarinen?
No, when UC Soros was coming up through the minors, they started calling him the future down in Milwaukee. And when you first see UC Soros walk in, you're thinking, this is a goalie in the NHL? This is supposed to be a big-time goaltending prospect? Because, as you guys know, there's so few guys now that are under 6 feet tall. You see a lot, especially with the Predators, with some of the guys they've had over the years, like Pekkarinen, the taller guys. But he is very impressive. He's given the Predators the ability to rest Pekkarinen more. If you take a look at his starts, they've gone down some. They're not taxing him as much as they used to. And so they want to keep that start number between 60 and 65. But you can only do that if you have confidence in your backup goalie. And UC Soros has done that. I think he's been fantastic. Obviously, the last time the Predators were here, he won the game for them. The Predators didn't play very well, but UC Soros, with the 46-save shutout, kind of bailed them out in that game.
Willie, look forward to seeing you at the rink, and look forward to seeing the Nashville Predators, best team in the West. They've beaten the Oilers 11 consecutive times, outscoring them 33-13. This will obviously be a tough test for an Edmonton Oilers team that is having a very disappointing season.
Guys, thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it.